have read in the Bible that God so loves sinners that he let his son die in their place. Paid the price for their sins on the old cross of Calvary. Thank the Lord for his marvelous grace.
This is the Back to Calvary program with Reverend Wayne Guy. Address all mail concerning this program to Reverend Wayne Guy, 1902 South Main Street, Mount Airy, Maryland, 21771. Now, the Back to Calvary program. If you would like a cassette of today's program, send a gift of $3 to help support this program, giving date and call letters of this radio station.
I'm going to be reading only one verse of Scripture, that being from Psalm 119, verse number 16. Here in this passage, the Word of God says this, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Heavenly Father, as we bow our head in thy presence at this time, I want to thank you for the good Word of God. I pray, Lord, as we bring the message today, that you'll speak to me and speak through me. Cause me to say every word that needs to be said. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm chapter 119 is the longest chapter in the Word of God. This chapter consists of 176 verses. And my friend, all but six or seven verses in this chapter tell us something about the Word of God. In all but 6 or 7 verses in this chapter, the psalmist refers to or makes mention of the Word of God. The psalmist here in this chapter uses 8 different words in referring or making mention to the Word of God. He uses the term thy law. He uses the term thy testimonies. He uses the term thy ways. He uses the term thy precepts, thy statutes, thy commandments, thy word, and thy judgment. My friend, this chapter tells us much about the Word of God. Now, I believe that the Lord used a man by the name of David to pin down the words that we find in this particular chapter. And here in verse number 16, the psalmist says, I will delight myself in thy statutes. By friend, here we find David's delight. David's delight. Today, I want to bring the first part of the message entitled, David's Delight. My friend, David delighted in the Word of God. David delighted in the Scriptures. This reminds me of what we find in Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Here the Word of God says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. My friend, the term the law here in verse number 2 has reference to the Word of God. It has reference to the Scriptures. Here we find that the blessed man's delight is in the Word of God, or is in the Scriptures. Oh yes, this is the same thing we find in Psalm chapter 119 and verse number 16 in connection with David. My friend, David's delight was in the Word of God. Oh yes. Now listen. We desire to be in the company of those we love. This tells me that David delighted. He desired to be in the company of Moses and Joshua and so on. Or in other words, my friend, he delighted to study the Old Testament Scriptures. He delighted to read the Old Testament Scriptures. This tells me that he delighted in studying the Old Testament books that God used these men to write. My friend David was on speaking terms with these Old Testament books. His delight was in the Word of God, in the Scripture. David loved the Word of God. Not only that, but I'm reminded of a man by the name of Jeremiah. He also loved the Word of God. Jeremiah chapter 15, and in verse number 16, he tells us that the Word of God was the joy and the rejoicing of his heart. Our friend Jeremiah loved the Word of God. I want to ask today, listener, do you love the Word of God? If so, how much do you love the Word? How much do you love the Bible? How much do you love the Scripture? Do you love the Word of God? If so, how much? Now, here, in Psalm chapter 119, we find some verses that tells us about David's love for the Word of God. And during this series, I want to deal with some of these verses. First, we find that David loved the Word of God more than he did sleep. In Psalm chapter 119, and in verses 147 and 148, the Word of God says this, I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watching. I might meditate in thy word. My friend Hager, the Word of God makes it very clear that David loved the Word of God more than he did sleep. My friend, here in verse number 147, the psalmist is referring to the morning before the dawning. Here in verse 148, he is referring to evening, after nightfall. Often here in verse 147, he refers to prayer before rising in the morning. Here in verse 148, he refers to meditation and the study of the Word of God before retiring at night. Often David gave up sleep. He lost sleep so he could pray and meditate and study the Word of God. He loved the Word of God more than he did sleep. Here in verse 147, prayer is mentioned. Here in verse 148, meditation and the study of the Word of God is mentioned. And my friend, these two things, prayer and the Word of God, go together. They are the fuel that sustains the flame. Oh yes. In the Word of God, I'm reminded of the fact that God Almighty expects us, as children of God, to be a burning and shining light in this dark world in which we're living. My friend, let me say this right here. I've run into some people in the past. It seems like all they were interested in was shining. Shining. But my friend, God Almighty expects us to be a burning and shining light. And it will cost you. It will cost me something to burn. Word of God tells us that John the Baptist was a burning and a shining light. My friend, listen. Here we find in these two verses that prayer and the study of the Word of God is mentioned together. These are the fuel that sustain the flame. And my friend, if you neglect, if you as a child of God neglect the Word of God, you cannot be the burning and shining light that God Almighty wants you to be here in this dark world. Here in Psalm chapter 119 and in verse 105, the Word of God says, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." My friend, here we find that the Word of God speaks about a lamp and a light. Therefore, if you as a child of God neglect the Word of God, you cannot be the burning and the shining light God Almighty wants you to be here in this dark, dark world. Oh yes. Here in Psalm chapter 119, verses 147 and 148, we find, my friend, that David loved the Word of God more than he did sleep. David gave up sleep. He gave up sleep. He lost sleep so he could get along with God and His Word. Oh yes. My friend, when's the last time that you gave up sleep? When's the last time that you lost sleep so you could pray and study the Word of God, so you could get along with God and His Word? When's the last time that happened? I'm reminded about some others in the Word of God that loved the Word of God more than they did sleep. I'm thinking of Acts chapter 20. In Acts chapter 20, and in verse number 6, the Word of God says, "And we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and came unto them to Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight." Verse number 9, here the Word of God speaks about Paul long preaching. Verse number 11, the Word of God says, "When he therefore would come up again, and had broken bread, and eaten, and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed." My friend, here we find that these folks stayed up all night. My friend, Paul loved the Word of God more than he did sleep. My friend, we find these folks here at Troas. They loved the Word of God more than they did sleep. When's the last time that you gave up sleep? When's the last time that you lost some sleep so you could get along with God and His Word. I'm thinking right now of the Bible teacher. He was living at home and a teenager when he got saved. He got saved when he was a teenager, living at home with his dead mom. He said that after supper, after he had been saved, he'd eat supper in the evening and go to his room and shut the door. And he said many nights, he would go in there and start reading and studying the Word of God. And he didn't plan on staying up all night. But he said many nights, before he knew it, his mom was knocking on the door, telling him that breakfast would be ready in just a few minutes. He had stayed up all night. My friend, he said that we read one chapter, that chapter called for another chapter, that chapter called for another chapter, and on and on and on, and he just couldn't put the Word of God down. He loved the Word of God during the first 10 to 12 years of his Christian life. He read the New Testament through 36 times a year. My friend, he loved the Word of God. He loved the Word of God more than he did sleep. Most certainly he did. Now, I may be preaching to somebody today, and they're saying, "Preacher, well, I'm just too busy. I'm too busy to pray. I'm too busy to study the Word of God. I'm too busy to come to the house of God." Listen, my friend, before you ever make that statement again, "I'm too busy," before you ever make that statement again, you ought to be very careful and think of the fact that God could fix it. God could fix it to where you're not so busy. Oh, yes. Listen to this. The television is on all day. The radio is blasting away. "Lord, you know I'd love to pray, but I'm too busy. I love to hear my favorite play. Oh, I could listen just all day, but I don't have time to pray. No, Lord, I'm too busy. I love to drive my car all day and look at sights along the way. When it's time for church, I say, I'm too busy. I love my tennis, golf, softball from early spring to late in fall. But when the Lord begins to call, it seems I cannot go at all. I'm too busy. I love to read my favorite book and on its pages love to look. But when it comes to God's great book, Lord, I'm too busy. I'd love to sing and pray and shout and do my best without a doubt to get this glorious gospel out. But Lord, I'm too busy. Some sing the worldly songs all day, have their mind on fun and play. But when the Christians meet to pray, I'm just too busy." My friend, is that you? Does that describe you? Well, listen. God Almighty can easily fix it to where you're not so busy. Oh, yes. My friend, many times, when those people say, "I'm too busy to pray. I'm too busy to study the Word of God." Many times I have found that those people, it's not a lack of time. It's not a lack of time. But it's a lack of heart. It's a lack of heart. It's not a lack of time for the things of God, but it's a lack of heart for the things of God. And that might be your problem. Oh, yes. Now listen. My friend, I believe if we will give God the time that He wants us to give Him in prayer and the studying of the Word of God, my friend, I believe that God will take the hours. I believe that He will take the remaining hours that you have in that day and cause you to get more done than you would have if you had not took the time to pray and study the Word of God. We find this truth set before us in Joshua chapter number 10. we find that the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Joshua and the Israelites. And my friend, the Amorite kings had heard about this, and they didn't like it. So they got together, and they came against the inhabitants of Gibeon. And of course, the inhabitants of Gibeon sent a message to Joshua and told him that they needed his help. So we find that Joshua came running along with his warriors. Most certainly he did. We find that the Word of God makes it very clear that they had those Amorites on the run. They were putting them to the sword. They had them on the run. But Joshua realized something. He realized that he was running out of daylight. He realized that he was running out of time. So what did Joshua do? Joshua chapter 10 and in verse number 12, the Word of God says this. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said, in the sight of Israel, Son, stand thy seal upon Gibeon and thy moon in the valley of Ajalon. Then we find, my friend, in the closing words of verse number 13, the Word of God says this. So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day. About a whole day. My friend, the Word of God makes it very clear right here that Joshua, because he prayed to the Lord God Almighty, Joshua, my friend, was allowed to accomplish 2 days' work in one day. He was allowed to accomplish 2 days' work in one day. One old preacher in the past said that he had so much to do that he had to spend at least 3 hours in prayer each day. See, my friend, he had realized the truth of what Joshua experienced here in Joshua chapter number 10. My friend, if you will take the time to pray and study the Word of God and give God the time that He wants you to, the Lord will cause the remaining hours that you have in that day to go farther. He will cause you and allow you to get more accomplished in those remaining hours than you would have if you hadn't taken the time to pray and study the Word of God. So we find, my friend, that David was a man that loved the Word of God. He loved the Word of God more than he did sleep. More than he did sleep. Lester, when is the last time that you gave up sleep? When's the last time that you lost sleep so you could pray and study the Word of God? Oh, yes. Now, I know some listeners saying, well, preacher, I work a job. I labor hard. I've got to get my rest. I know that, friend, and the Lord knows that too. But God Almighty does expect His people to pray and study the Word of God. I know that also. Oh, yes. I'm afraid, my friend, many times when God's people gathers in the house of God and the power of God and the presence of God is not known in that place, I'm afraid many times it's because of God's people not praying and studying and seeking God's face. Oh, yes, my friend, this is one of the reasons right here. This is one of the reasons right here that God's people does not have the influence that they should have in an ungodly world. It's because, my friend, they neglect prayer and the study of the Word of God. Oh, yes. I'm reminded of an article I read some time ago. It was about a gypsy woman. She would come to the village square and open her chest of treasures. From that chest, she'd take out all kinds of things. She'd hold them up. She'd handle them. She'd show them to the people. He did this one by one, one item at a time, offering them for sale. She would announce the price and permit no haggling. She'd offer the item, and unless it was purchased at once, she put it back into the chest. On no account would she take it out again and give the people standing around a second chance to purchase it. Bargain had to be taken at once, for the opportunity was gone. My friend, this is what Paul talks about in the book of Ephesians when he refers to redeeming the time. Paul is telling us that the Lord offers us a fleeting moment of time. We can seize it and make it count for eternity. We can let it pass by unredeemed. Christian, use your time wisely. Use your time wisely. Don't neglect to pray and study the Word of God. In closing today, if you're listening to this broadcast and you've never been saved by the grace of God, my friend, you're lost. And on your way to hell, you need to be saved. Right now, I'd ask you to bow your head and from your heart, exercise faith in the finished work and in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Call upon the Lord and ask Him to save you, and He will, and you'll know it. But if I'm preaching to some Christian today, you have been neglecting prayer and the study of the Word of God. My friend, right now, stop what you're doing. Confess that sin unto the Lord. Allow Him to forgive you and cleanse you and restore you to fellowship. Do it now.